Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel says the tax relief bill is needed to prevent an unintended tax increase on a relatively small number of Kansas income taxpayers and some state-based companies with overseas sales, an increase triggered by federal tax changes enacted in 2017. The bill has passed the Senate but is yet to clear the House. If and when it does, Weigel says she'll personally urge Governor Kelly to sign it.
Well, at that point in time, I'll go have a conversation with the new governor because she committed to the people of Kansas that she would not increase taxes.
Still, there's a good chance Kelly will veto the bill because of its estimated $190 million cost. Kelly says that money is needed to fully fund public schools, expand Medicaid, and start replenishing the state highway fund. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.